This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananda with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for stronger coordination to combat money laundering. MPs South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol charged with insurrection. And M23 rebels seize Goma amid heavy fighting. Tensions rise between Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has emphasized the need for coordinated efforts among institutions involved in combating money laundering to reduce financial crimes. In a message on the occasion of First National Prevention of Money Laundering Day 2025, Prime Minister Oli stressed the importance of collaboration among regulatory bodies, law enforcement agencies and the judiciary. Prime Minister Oli stressed that mechanisms to prevent money laundering must work effectively to maintain financial integrity and transparency by stopping the flow of illegally acquired assets. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli also expressed hope that the day would encourage stronger measures against money laundering and enhance financial discipline. Prime Minister Oli also urged professionals and businesses to work freely without fear. The event organized by the Department of Money Laundering Investigation marked the day under the theme Transparency in Financial Activities, Commitment to Prevention of Money Laundering. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung has stated that the National Identity Card is a key foundation for good governance. While receiving his National Identity Card from Chief District Officer Bharat Mani Pandey at the District Administration Office Kaski today, Minister Gurung emphasized that the card, based on advanced and scientific technology, should be considered a super citizenship. As the government's spokesperson, Minister Gurung noted that a recent ordinance made the National Identity Card mandatory for social security allowances. Likewise, Minister Gurung stated that there have been many irregularities in citizenship distribution, and to prevent such issues, the National Identity Card have been established as a basis for governance. Minister Gurung added that the card would be acquired for banking transactions, passports, and land registration. Its high-tech biometric system ensures security and prevents misuse. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has stated that journalism is the guardian of democracy. While congratulating the newly elected officials of the Federation of Nepali Journalists at the Ministry of Home Affairs in Singhadarbar today, Minister Lekhak emphasized that impartial journalism is the backbone of democracy. Minister Lekhak stated that the constitution guarantees full press freedom and that the government would ensure an environment for independent, professional and unbiased journalism. Likewise, Minister Lekhak stressed that journalism should be respectful, organized and based on truth. Minister Lekhak also urged media houses and journalists to avoid spreading fake news and creating unnecessary confusion, as such practices weaken public trust in the media. President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, thanked the government for ensuring peaceful elections and submitted a memorandum demanding action against those involved in press freedom violations. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Paudal has said that the existing health insurance amount of Rs 100,000 will be increased to Rs 500,000. At a program organized in Bhaktapur on Sunday, Minister Paudal said that he would arrange Rs 500,000 for health insurance, which would tangibly help patients in need. Minister Paudal stressed the need to operate insurance services only through an integrated and one-door system. The minister further shared that he was moving ahead with the goal of raising the insurance amount to Rs 500,000 and managing it in a way to benefit the patients. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has announced the establishment of a welfare fund for climbers. While felicitating climber Funzo Zhangmu Lama and other mountaineers on Sunday, Minister Pandey stated that the fund would be created to ensure social security and promote mountaineering. At a felicitation program organized by Chum Nubri Rural Municipality of Gorkha, Lama was honored for setting a record by climbing Mount Everest in the shortest time, that is, 14 hours and 31 minutes. Minister Pandey also honored other mountaineers including Lingmar Chiring Lama, Nangsel Chodon Lama, Nanu Maya Gurung, Dikki Lamu Lama and Yukta Gurung. Students from various districts have arrived in Jumla to pursue medical education at the Karnali Academy of Health Sciences, with 104 students enrolling in MBBS, Bachelor of Nursing Science, Bachelor of Public Health, Bachelor of Pharmacy, Bachelor of Science in Nursing, and other programs. Karnali Academy of Health Sciences has become a hub for medical education in the region, offering excellent academic standards and 100% pass rate in medical council exams. As a result, more students from areas like Kathmandu are now choosing Karnali Academy of Health Sciences over institutions in larger cities due to its high quality education and growing reputation. A team led by the chairperson of the Finance Committee in the House of Representatives visited Lumbini on Sunday. The team of federal lawmakers headed by the chairperson of the Finance Committee, Santosh Chalisi, toured the Mayadevi Temple and expressed concern over the slow development of Lumbini. Finance Committee member Surya Thapa emphasized the importance of Lumbini as a holy site for Buddhist and peace advocates worldwide. Thapa mentioned that 88% of the Lumbini master plan has been completed and pledged to address the lack of budget for the remaining works. On the visit, member secretary informed lawmakers about the ongoing projects and the declining budget for Lumbini. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. South Korea's impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol has been charged with insurrection after attempting to declare martial law in December. According to the BBC, President Yoon's move to impose military rule led to a political crisis and made him the first sitting president in the country's history to face criminal charges. The indictment followed a court's refusal to extend Yoon's detention. Yoon's legal team criticized the charges, claiming the prosecution is acting under political influence. Insurrection in South Korea can result in life imprisonment or death, although executions have not been carried out in decades. Yoon will stand trial alongside his former defense minister and military officials accused of aiding his plan. The Constitutional Court is also considering whether to formally dismiss him as president or reinstate him. Israel has allowed displaced Palestinians to return to northern Gaza for the first time since the war began. According to Al Jazeera, tens of thousands of people are using the Nezarim corridor to head back to their homes. The Israeli military has set specific times for crossing, allowing pedestrians to move through Al Rashid Street starting at 7 a.m. local time, and vehicles can use Salah al-Din Street from 9 a.m. This development follows Qatar's announcement that Hamas will release female Israeli captive Arbil Yehud and others by Friday. The U.S. and Lebanon have also extended the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire until 18th of February. The ongoing conflict has resulted in significant casualties, with over 47,000 Palestinians reported dead since October 2023. M23 rebels have taken control of Goma in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo after heavy fighting. According to the BBC, residents shared videos of rebels patrolling the streets following a swift advance against government forces, forcing tens of thousands to flee. Foreign Minister of Democratic Republic of Congo accused Rwanda of supporting the rebels, calling it an act of war. Rwanda denies this, blaming Kinshasa for backing anti-Rwanda militia. Kenya has called for a ceasefire and announced an emergency regional summit. Since early 2025, over 400,000 people have been displaced. The United Nations has urged Rwanda to withdraw troops and for M23 to halt its advance. Peacekeepers have also suffered casualties. Meanwhile, key roads are blocked and humanitarian efforts are struggling as violence escalates. The U.S. has decided not to impose tariffs on Colombia after the country agreed to accept deported migrants from U.S. military flights without restriction. This follows a standoff when Colombian President Gustavo Petro blocked two U.S. military flights carrying migrants on Sunday, leading to threats of 25% tariffs on Colombian goods from U.S. President Donald Trump. According to the BBC, Colombian President Petro has said Colombia would only accept migrants on civilian flights. However, Colombia later agreed to accept deportees without limitations. The White House called this a win for U.S. President Trump's tough stance, but warned tariffs and visa sanctions would still apply if Colombia does not comply. Colombia's foreign minister said the country would continue to treat repatriated citizens with dignity and respect while maintaining ongoing dialogue with the USA. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has forecast the weather to remain generally to partly cloudy in most part of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls for stronger coordination to combat money laundering. Impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol charged with insurrection. And M23 rebels seize Goma amid heavy fighting. Tensions rise between Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.